listening to the music of the slime.
Hidden among the slime and llamas in red pajamas at the toy fair in New York were a number of toys that cater to modern-day kids. Some, like PleeIQ, use augmented reality technology.
Every side of a block, every letter, every number, and every symbol becomes into a 3D interactive learning experience.
Others are educational robots, like the Woobo. But in addition to developing IQs, toys are also cultivating kids' EQ, or emotional intelligence. That means having them be teachers or guides to characters like this.
The children have to help the companion character on difficult situations. So they have to give them advice to them to solve these situations that are common.
Toys that function as companions can also aid in social development. Karen Hu describes how Woobo helps an autistic child.
He can communicate with Woobo and he can follow some of the instruction Woobo is giving because he thinks of this as a companion instead of, a parent or instead of someone else telling him to do certain things.
You have the dolphin and the dolphin goes perfectly well over your shoulder.
Weighted companion animals like these Manimos can help with hyperactivity and concentration.
It's deep pressure. When you add deep pressure to your body, it actually, if you're hyperactive, it's going to help like calming you.
It doesn't matter if you're a genius when it comes to IQ, you still need to be able to relate with the world around you.
Games like Q's Race to the Top gets kids talking. Kevin Chaha says it's engaged his 4-year-old daughter.
The biggest thing is her talking, and that's the key of all this, is getting her to talk, getting her feelings expressed out. Like, hey, what does it feel like to be sad? Or how does it feel like to be happy?
For these toy makers, developing emotional intelligence in kids is a smart bet for their future. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.